Well, Australia has committed funds to a joint space program, and hasn't it caused a stir? The Prime Minister, as you might know, is touring the United States at the moment and has met with US President Donald Trump, who has decided that he wants to put another man on the moon because it's been a while since we've been there, and also wants to attempt to get somebody to Mars. Now, I don't particularly have a problem with this, but everybody seems to be up in arms about it. Firstly, it's not the first time Australia has contributed to the US space program. I mean, have you not seen the movie, The Dish? We're all very, very proud of that participation, but all of a sudden, geez, we can't do it anymore. Secondly, the technological advancement that have come from the spacecraft over the years have been absolutely invaluable. So why wouldn't we want to continue that? Thirdly, the Australian government had recently committed to being more involved in space exploration in the near future anyway. And finally, it's only $150 million. In the overall scheme of things, that is an absolute drop in the bucket. However, the usual desk thumpers will try and tell you that by spending that $150 million, the government has taken money away from something else. Now, we should know that that's not how it works. But for some reason, we fall for that three-card trick all the time. Why do we have this view that a government can only do or pay for one thing at a time? But at the same time, we'll complain that they don't fix every single problem that exists all at once, even when it's not their problem to fix. Our strategic alliance with the US has lasted 100 years, or more than 100 years now, and has been incredibly valuable. But all of a sudden, the US has a president that the media darlings don't like, so we beat things up. As I say quite often, we have become a pack of whingers.